Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX at 8:23. Forecasters are keeping a close eye on the Mississippi River. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings in St. Louis at a number of other points along that river and others. And joining us is Mark Fuchs, National Weather Service Senior Service Hydrologist. Mark, thanks very much. Let's do a little roundup, if you would. Overall, what are we looking at here in terms of flood warnings and predictions right now?
Tom, we're looking at predominantly minor flooding along the Missouri and the Mississippi and other streams as well. Some backwater effects will be felt at the Merrimack River at Arnold as well, and a few other spots. But predominantly minor flooding. We do see the river getting close to moderate levels at a few spots. It would be a high minor crest is what we're expecting at Herculaneum and Chester on the Mississippi. Also on the Missouri at Herman, it's a pretty decent flood. A lot of little used roads on the left bank of the Missouri River near Herman will be flooded there. Portage du Sault is going to be feeling some effects near the Grafton area on the Mississippi. A pretty good little minor flood, but, it's getting up there, and we haven't seen this kind of flood in quite a while.
Well, Mark, yesterday when I was reading the alerts from the National Weather Service, it was mentioning, you know, installing those floodgates in St. Louis. So I think anytime people hear that, it gets them a little concerned.
Yeah, and I understand that. And there could be some floodgates installed by the city when they get up. Just above flood stage, but right now we're not expecting Lenore K. Sullivan to get water on it at this moment. That starts happening around 34 feet, and we're looking at crest at Eads Bridge right around 32. So we shouldn't likely see Lenore K. Sullivan close necessarily, and that's pretty much the extent of it. Now, we're keeping an eye out on the forecast. We are expecting some significant rain in the Mississippi Basin to happen later this week, especially late Thursday and Thursday night. And some of that rain will produce some significant runoff, and we could see the river stay up fairly high, you know, over the next several days after it starts coming down prior to the onset of that next rain event. But we're not expecting anything beyond really what we're forecasting at the moment.
And nothing like what we had Sunday night, I'd imagine. I mean, that's the thing, right, Mark? I mean, it's when you have so much in such a short amount of time, and that was a gusher that we had on Sunday night here in St. Louis.
Well, it really was, Tom, but we're not ruling out, you know, intense heavy rainfall even with this next event. So that is possible, some localized heavy rain and the potential of some isolated flash flooding is certainly a possibility with any thunderstorm scenario that we have this time of the year. So it's something we'll be watching as well. But as far as the big rivers are concerned, I really don't see the forecast necessarily getting exceeded with the rain we have in the forecast.
I know it's hard to look too far ahead, but, you know, could this be something that pops up again this spring where, you know, we may have some of this localized flooding around the Mississippi and the Merrimack, for example?
I would say it's certainly a possibility, Megan. I mean, anytime we get into this time of the year, and it doesn't really matter if we're in drought or not. We saw last year, for example, I think it was in August, we had very heavy, excessive rainfall over a very small localized area that caused near floods during predominantly dry conditions around here. So, we certainly could see that. You know, we're just going to have to keep an eye on that on a day-by-day, week-by-week basis. And we're in that time of year, right? I mean, when we see thunderstorms pretty routinely in the forecast, we'll be seeing that pretty much into the summer, hopefully. And I say hopefully so we can stay out of drought. We've been in drought off and on for the past 3 years around the area.
And, Mark, I heard you talking about some of those secondary roads, like in Herman along 70. And I noted that yesterday the first warning that I saw that popped up was that one right there in Arnold at the Merrimack River. So your best advice would be turn around, right? I mean, if you see the flooding start to happen on those roads, don't try to drive through it.
Most of those roads, Tom, should be closed when the river and when the water gets up that high. But if they're not closed, if there's no barricades there, don't take any chances. We have an old saying in the Weather Service, if you see water on the roadway, turn around, don't drown, because you really don't know how deep that water might happen to be. You're really not certain if the roadway underneath that water is even there. Mm-hmm. It may have been washed out, you know, if it was a heavy, intense rainfall like you mentioned earlier. If we had that kind of scenario, it may look benign, but you really don't know.
Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.